Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big hand clap, like you are victorious, like the devil is still a liar. Give Jesus a big shout of praise. Someone prophesy, say, I'm moving forward, making progress in the name of Jesus. One more time, say, I'm victorious. Say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm healed. I'm delivered. I am free. I'm anointed. I'm favored. I am lifted. A sign and a wonder. Turn it into prayer in 1 minute. Begin to pray in the spirit. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The lifted of the Lord say so. Anointed of the Lord say so. Glorified of the Lord say so. Healed of the Lord say so. Restored of the Lord say so. Shapakaparako shapratekeparegatos. Make declarations of faith. Where the word of the king is, there is power. Declare ye that thou mightest be justified. Tonight is my night. In the name of Jesus. Tonight is my night. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me speak over someone already. Welcome to your season. In the name of Jesus, welcome to your season. Many times when you are traveling to enter a new territory, there are usually signs that tell you you have entered the territory. You can say, welcome to America or welcome to Canada. I'm prophesying to you, welcome to your season. A season of fearful testimonies, unending testimonies, in the name of Jesus. A season where everything about your life will glorify the Lord. For someone, your season means the end of battles. It means the end of contentions. It means the door is finally open. It means prophecy is finally manifest. You believe that? Shout amen. Shout amen again. Shout amen one last time. The shouts of joy and victory, the Bible says, will not depart from the tent of the righteous. We are not noisemakers. We are creators. We are creating possibilities. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift your hands and let's just bless him in 1 minute. You're my hiding place, my safe refuge. My treasure, Lord, you are. My friend and king, anointed one, most holy. Sing it one more time. You're my hiding place, my safe refuge. My treasure, Lord, you are. My friend and king, anointed one, most holy. My hiding place, my safe refuge. My treasure, Lord. Listen to what you're singing, because it's true. My friend and king, anointed one, most holy. Because you're with me. That's the secret. Because you're with me. Because you're with me. Someone prophesy, let the devil hear you. I will not fear. I wouldn't fear the mountains. I wouldn't fear the pain. Because you're with me. Let this song minister hope to someone already.
Because you're with me.
The righteous as bold as a lion.
Because you're with me. So I will not be.
We'll sing My Hiding Place just one time as an act of worship.
My hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are my friend and king, anointed one, most holy.
This is unto you, our King and our Maker. Oh, 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 oh. Father, tonight we come as grateful people. We come as thoughtful people. We come as children of light, ever conscious of your abiding presence. Conscious of your power, conscious of your ability to heal, to deliver, to lift, to bless, to change, to restore, conscious that you are still God. Things may have changed in our world, but you are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne. Times may have changed, seasons may have changed, but you are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne.
One more time.
So you are God alone. Father, we declare that even now, you are still God, God over everything. And we thank you because you will manifest and you will demonstrate your love, your might, your power in the midst of your people. We decrease tonight and we declare that you alone will increase. Let all men know that you are still God. Let all men know that you are still healer, that you are still deliverer. That you are still restorer. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Give him a victorious hand clap. Please, you may be seated. Welcome to a miracle service for the month of July. Can we celebrate the Lord for these wonderful testimonies we have received? Amazing things, you know. You would think that having heard these things almost every day for many years, you would be used to it. No one gets used to his power. Like his mercies, they are new every morning. And indeed, we say great is his faithfulness. Tonight, God will do you good. Are you receiving tonight? God will do you good. To our friends and family connected across the globe, we welcome you. Thank you very much. Always an honor from across Africa, across our nation, across the nations of the earth. God has granted us the grace to minister life, to minister his wisdom. And tonight, your portion will not pass you by in Jesus' name. Let me just make two announcements very quickly. I thought I'd leave that for the end of the service, but I think it's good that we bring it quickly now that I have your attention. Just to let you know, a few departments that are opened in the ministry, most times we take these announcements after service and people are almost half on the street while they are here. So let me just bring that very quickly. First is from our media and productions department. They are responsible for every and all things media. And they're seeking for people who are skilled in videography, graphic design, and content creation, also video editing. So if you are graced or skilled in any of these areas, of course that you're born again and you are serious. And you are serious. Very serious with God. It matters that you're born again and it matters that you're serious and willing to serve. For as many who this concerns, please, there is a QR code. Do well to scan it. And the media executives will be glad to reach you and they'll guide you on what next to do. And for those who are unable to scan, after service, you can go to our PR desk just at the back of this auditorium and there'll be officials who will be willing to attend to you. Just let them know why you are there and they'll be glad to redirect you to the appropriate department. Second is our welfare and hospitality department. They are responsible for all things welfare, all things hospitality in this house. And they are particularly open for all who are skilled and graced in hospitality and culinary services and everything related to hospitality. Please do apply. You can still go to the back and meet the executives from public relations desk and they will direct you to the right department. And then finally, we have an announcement here coming from the Koinonia School of Ministry. We're glad and honored to announce that by the grace of God, we're almost done preparing for the 13th edition of our Koinonia School of Ministry graduation. Are you happy about that? Praise the name of the Lord. Those who are students, if you are a student and you did your exam well, you should be rejoicing. Praise the name of the Lord. So friends and families, our culture, it's a big one for us because this is our most extended program in this ministry. It's been 6 months at least of laborious study, mentorship, training for School of Ministry students. They had their exams yesterday and they'll begin their period of prayer, fasting, spiritual emphasis in preparation for their graduation ceremony. So all those who are friends and family, please prepare, celebrate with them. For the Zaria campus, it will be Friday the 7th of August. Friday the 7th of August. And then for our Abuja campus, it will be Sunday the 9th. Sunday the 9th. So please prepare. Sunday the 9th, we'll be celebrating. It will be an impartation period. So friends and family and all those who care to join, this is your moment. Come Sunday the 9th. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready for tonight? Shout, I'm a life-giving spirit. Like you really believe it, say, I'm a life-giving spirit. John chapter 10 and verse 10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. 10:10. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, I am come that they may have life. They may have life and that they have that life to overflow or more abundantly. The greatest gift. There are many gifts that Jesus came to give us. He came to give us peace that surpasses all understanding. He came to reconcile us to the Father. He came to restore the gift of righteousness. Hallelujah. But of all the gifts that we receive in Christ, the greatest of them is Zoe, the life of God. And every supporting reality that is connected to that life, the ministry of life is really the believer's assignment. The ministry of life is really the Holy Spirit's assignment. For an example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, when you read 5 and 6, Paul was speaking to the church in Corinth, and he says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves. He says, but our sufficiency our ability and capacity to always rise to every occasion, never disappointing. He's saying the basis for it, verse 6, our sufficiency is of God, who has made us able ministers of the New Testament. He says, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, because the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. So we have a life-giving ministry. It appears in various forms and in various fashions, but the believer's ministry is a life-giving ministry. The Holy Spirit himself is the Spirit of life. As we find in Scripture, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 11, Romans chapter 8 and verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, it says he, the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, shall also quicken, revitalize, bring to life your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of life. Jesus was speaking and he said that them who believe that from out of their belly will flow rivers of living water. And the Bible says this he spake of the Holy Ghost. This he spake of the Holy Ghost. Believers in Christ are life-giving spirits. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 45, 1 Corinthians 15, 45, talks about the first Adam being a living soul, and then the last Adam being Jesus. He called him a quickening spirit. The last Adam, a quickening spirit. And in 1 John, I believe, verse 4 and 17, the Bible says, as he is, so are we. 1 John, is it 4:17? 1 John 4:17. That should be 17, I believe. As he is, so are we in this world. The second Adam, a life-giving spirit. Every believer connected to that second Adam, a life-giving spirit. He says, I am the vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch that is in me would bear fruit. We are life-giving spirits. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. It's very, very important. Life here is beyond existence, or just breathing in oxygen and breathing out carbon dioxide. That's existence, not life. Life here talks about, I wrote here, the summation of every component that upgrades a man to reflect the fullness of God in experience. So when the Bible talks about life, it's a very composite definition. It's not as straightforward as science may want to interpret it. Life in the spirit is very broad in its understanding. The ministry of healing is life. Deliverance is life. Breakthrough is life. Culturing believers to prosper is life. Everything that can come into your space and by coming upgrade you spiritually and physically to reflect the fullness of God is called life. So every time you are healed, life has come to you. Every time you are delivered, life, a measure of it, has come to you. Every time you prosper, life has come. Every time you receive restoration, it's the ministry of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that as the word of God comes tonight, let it be for you, in reality, the ministry of life. The meaning of that is that everything death, by any definition you can think of, it will be on its way out of your life finally. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. Right, so let me charge our hearts. I get very excited, you know, during our miracle services. In truth, every service qualifies to be called a miracle service. Once God is there, it is part of what he brings. Interventions of all sorts through his glory, the glory that comes with his presence. But the miracle service is dedicated because of the enormous need. You have no idea how many people would wish that every day were a miracle service because of the sheer need of people, needs that defy science in many regards, needs that defy help from men in many regards, needs of real intervention. So listen as I just make a few submissions and then we'll go straight to the ministry of the Spirit, the ministry of life. I wrote here that God desires to see his people walk in the reality of dominion, purpose, fellowship, and joy. Profound statement. God desires to see his people, that includes you and I, walk in the reality of dominion, in the reality of purpose, in the reality of fellowship with him and with one another, and in joy. The Bible talks about God's desire to see believers walk in dominion. In fact, he was the one who proposed that idea in Genesis 1, 26 to 24. He said, let them have dominion. It's not changed. Dominion, authority, sovereign power over the vicissitudes of life. God desires for us to walk in purpose. Our greatest purpose being revealing Jesus through our lives. He wants us to walk in purpose. God wants us to walk in fellowship, particularly fellowship with God. He said the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul speaking, the love of God and the communion, that's where the word koinonia comes from, the participation, the fellowship, the sharing together of the Holy Ghost. He says, let it be with you. And God desires that we walk in joy. The Bible speaks extensively about the role of joy in the believer's excelling. That when the believer is bankrupt of joy, many things go wrong. In fact, it says, hitherto you have asked for nothing in my name. It says, ask and you shall receive, that your joy might be full. The Bible emphatically, from the Old Testament to the ministry of Jesus, the ministry of the apostles, joy was a vital ingredient in helping believers to excel in their lives. God desires that we walk in the reality of dominion, purpose, fellowship, and joy. I wrote here furthermore, achieving this will include stepping into to provide supernatural solutions to the issues that distract us. If it is true that God desires my dominion, if it is true that God desires my victory, God desires fellowship with me, if it is true that God desires to see me walk in joy and gladness of heart, then it also means he is more than willing to step in and intervene and provide supernatural solutions to the issues that represent a distraction to my life. Hallelujah. God's desire for us to walk in dominion is demonstrated by his desire to reach out, to take away the things that distract us, to take away the things that interrupt our focus. For an example, nobody is able to serve the program of God effectively when you are bound, when you are oppressed, are we together? When you are sick, when you are perpetually in need, when there's all kinds of family crisis, when your mind is not in a healthy state. The Bible tells us that he came to give us life. Jesus would have said, I have come to give you life. But he starts by telling you the ministry of Satan. And then in contrast to what Satan comes to do, so two of them come. The thief comes, I am come. The thief comes, I am come. I come because the thief had done something in your life. And I came to bring you liberty. Someone say, I receive. Shout it again, say, I receive. God is more than willing to provide supernatural solutions to the issues that distract us. Let me tell you this. Darkness can be a distraction. Sickness can be a distraction. Poverty can be a distraction. Family crisis can be a distraction. Hallelujah. Yeah. There are many joyless people in our world today. Many unhappy people in our world today, including Christians. Many depressed people in our world today. Many discouraged people in our world today. Simply because life has done its thing on them. And for many of them, they are desperately in need of a solution. And sometimes after exploring medical solutions, psychological solutions, intellectual solutions, all of those solutions can only go so far. Because Satan is the major reason behind most of the problems. One time I taught us here, if you recall, that almost all the problems, human problems, can be categorized in at least three main groups. Number one, there are demonically engineered problems, problems that are demonic in their origin. Number two, there are man-made problems, problems that are largely a product of ignorance and violation of laws. You see that now. Sometimes there are problems that are as a result of God's dealing with men through pride. He may not have caused them, but he can weave his purposes through those problems. The Bible says God resists the proud. So if you find a proud man in trouble, most likely it's not the devil. The devil may have deceived him into pride, but that position itself makes him an enemy of God. And it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is therefore scriptural, I wrote here, to come to God with your needs, your cares, your concerns, your questions, and expect him to give you solutions. Expect him to give you testimonies. Expect him to give you answers. Do you understand what I just said? In light of the fact that God desires your dominion, God desires your joy, God desires you to walk undistracted, he has made that commitment by showing his willingness to reach down and provide supernatural solutions. And it is therefore scriptural for every one of us to come to God with our needs, to come to God with our cares. Did he not say, cast your cares before the Lord, for he cares? Our concerns, our questions, and expect him to give us solutions, and expect him to give us answers. The Bible says in Matthew 7, 7 and 8, it says, ask and you shall receive. It says, knock, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8 says, for everyone. Someone shout everyone. This is good news. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that seeks, in truth you will find. And to him that knocks, the Bible says it shall be opened. You believe that? Say amen. John 16, 24. Jesus is speaking. He that told, up until now, you have not asked nothing in my name. He says, ask the Father in my name and you shall receive. He leaves us with a promise that to everyone who asks, you will receive, that your joy may be full. In other words, that the distractions will go away so that they can allow you serve the Lord. Was that not the instruction that Moses brought to Pharaoh? Thus said the Lord God of the Hebrews. He said, let my people go, that they may go and serve me. In other words, that state of bondage was a distraction. It was not allowing them to live out their prophetic destiny. I pray for you already in the name of Jesus. I don't care the name that it is called. Once it is distracting your walk, distracting your prayer life, distracting your family, distracting your joy, distracting your peace, it must leave tonight. Shout a believing amen. Now shout a receiving one. If it does not distract you, you can leave it there. But provided it constitutes a distraction, it must go. That means pain is on its way out. Failure is on its way out. Defeat on its way out. Troublemakers on their way out. You believe that? Say amen. Now there are a few keys that I want to bring to us very quickly that will enhance our receiving from God tonight. We've made it clear from scripture that it is not unrighteous, it is not unscriptural to come to God with your burdens, to come with your pain. The reason why I decided to take it this way is because sometimes in teaching people to love God more than things, to learn to minister to God, sometimes believers develop guilt. Every time they want to come to God to meet their needs, they feel as though they are being selfish, they are being carnal. And so I needed to create that point of safety tonight, that it is not unrighteous and it is not unscriptural to come to God with your needs. He's a loving Father. He's ever willing to attend to your needs, to take away the distractions, to take away all the things that do not allow you to walk in the fullness of dominion. A few keys that will enhance our receiving from God tonight. Can you pray in the Spirit in 1 minute? Pray in the Spirit in 1 minute. You're about to receive a few keys that will help you to receive maximally from God tonight. Maximally.
It will come to pass. Amen. I believe it won't fail. Amen. I believe the word says I'm blessed, and I say amen. The word says I'm healed, I say
hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So a few keys that will enhance our receiving tonight. Number one, the first key is that you must have the consciousness of the goodness of God. The consciousness, or a consciousness of the goodness of God. God is a good God. I will sing this eternally to your ears. It's impossible, nearly impossible, to truly receive from God if you do not have a consciousness of the goodness of God. Psalm 100 and verse 5, the goodness of God. The consciousness of the goodness of God. Give it to us, Psalm 100 and verse 5. It says, for the Lord is good. Do you believe that? And the Bible says, his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. The goodness of God. Psalm 136 and verse 1. Psalm 136 and verse 1. Honestly, God is a good God. Give thanks unto the Lord, he says, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. You believe that? Shout amen.
Amen.
Psalm 23 and verse 6. These scriptures talk about the goodness of God. Surely, he says, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Who is receiving that? I know you say it all the time, but this way it's found. It's not a cultural thing, it's a scriptural truth. That goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It says, and will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Say, God is a good God. The meaning of that is that he thinks about you. The meaning of that is that he's kind, he's benevolent, he's generous, willing to help, willing to help. How many of you know that your confidence in approaching someone for help is predicated upon your foreknowledge of whether or not that person is easily benevolent? Am I right on that? When you think or perceive that someone is not easy to open up his hands to show you help, it will affect your confidence. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace. Boldly. That we may obtain mercy, he says, and then to find grace that helps in the time of need. You must know that God is a good God, meaning he will not withhold anything that makes for your dominion. He will not withhold anything that makes for your rising. He will not delay your healing. He will not delay your manifesting the fullness of God. Shout, God is good. Like Don Moen would teach us, say, all the time. And then all the time, even now, that God is good. Pain did not hear you say it again. Say, God is good. All the time. And all the time. God is good. You are ready to receive when you carry a consciousness of the goodness of God. I live in the reality of the goodness of God. And this is not a reality that just happened now. It's a consciousness that will never leave my spirit, will never leave my mind. That means I interpret every happening in my life from the lens of God's goodness. Is someone learning now? Yes. You will never find me faulting God in my life. No. The goodness of God remains consistent over me. You have to believe that. The reason I say that is because sometimes the vicissitudes of life, the reality of the pain, the frustration, the disappointment, it can paint a picture of a God that is not true. Are we together? And you can believe that God is cruel, God is heartless, but if you rest in the fact that the Bible says God is good, it will give you the confidence to contend that regardless what I'm going through, I settle this for a fact, God is good. It prepares you to receive. Number two. The second thing that I want you to learn tonight as an enhancer to your receiving is that it is possible that in spite of the goodness of God, the word of God can seem to fail to produce in your life. This is profound. You would think that because I just said God is good, it will automatically mean that everything He's proposed for you will happen. No. There are many people who have the consciousness of the goodness of God, but their disappointments seem never ending. One episode to another. Every week has an episode of pain, of disappointment, of setbacks, and all kinds of heartbreaking situations. I want to show you why. I've read my Bible a bit, and I have learned that every time the Word of God does not seem to produce, in spite of the consciousness of the goodness of God, there are four areas to check. Very quickly, let me give that to you. It will help you in your walk with God. And for those of you who are pastors, it will help you in counseling and in ministering to the needs of people. Every time the Word of God seems to fail or does not produce in your life, the worship team led us into this confession of faith that it will come to pass and that it will not fail. But why is it that for many people there is a striking disparity between the songs and our reality? When the Word of God fails to produce in our lives or seem to fail to produce, there are four areas you can check for your diagnosis. Number one, the first area you need to check is your desires versus the will of God. That's the first area. You are going to have to verify whether that which you desire is consistent with the will of God. I have taught us in this house that the power of God only moves where the will of God is. The power of God only and always goes the direction of the will of God. So every time you find out that there is a failure in terms of the manifestation of the Word of God in your life, make sure you verify if your desires are consistent with the will of God. The Word of God is not like some charm or some genie or a magic wand that you just toss it here and there and then it just fulfills everything you want. When the Bible seems to give the believer a blank check, it is based on a preconditioning that the believer's life does not excel properly outside of the jurisdiction of the will of God. So when the Bible uses words like "what things soever ye desire," it seems like a blank check, but he's speaking to a people who have already been enlightened. When God says "what things soever," it is within the scope of the will of God. So you don't use the power of God in a manipulative manner to just attract to your life anything that is consistent with your lust. There is some, almost like a spiritual immigration system, if I would use that word, that anything that must come from God to you, if it is the power of God that will bring it to your life, it must be consistent with the will of God. Hallelujah. So you find the Word of God working in your life to the degree to which you align with the will of God, to the degree to which your desires and your requests are consistent with the will of God. And so that you do not think God is a selfish God who just wants His will for you to happen, He's given you the opportunity to neglect His will and choose your own. I told you, God is not the only one who can give you things. You can force things outside of God to come to your life. But there is no insurance for you when that happens. It is only the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, for an example, and added no sorrow. There are things you can attract to your life. Say for an instance, by the law of diligence. Diligence alone is a spiritual force that can bring many things to your life, including things that are not the will of God. But you have the consequence. Once it is your choice to walk against or outside of the will of God, it becomes your choice. It was clearly not the will of God for Lot to go to Sodom and Gomorrah, but he still went there. How do we know it's not the will of God? Because his going there did not bear the program of God, and it was God who brought him out of there. So that meant it was not the will of God. Let me tell you, the fact that you are moving does not mean it's God that is moving you. It's in, verify the source of your motion. Lust can create motion. Fear can create motion. Ignorance can create motion, but not in the direction of the will of God. Is someone learning now? So a matured believer does not just say, "God, give me." A matured believer studies the scope, your desires. You are at liberty to have as many desires, but you find out whether or not those desires are consistent with the will of God. For an example, do you think it is the will of God for you to walk in health? Shout it if you believe. Do you think it's the desire of God for you to be prosperous? Do you think it's God's desire for your children to do well? Do you think it's God's desire for you to rise and be promoted in your place of work? Now, I have told you, perhaps I should repeat it again, that there are three ways of extracting the will of God. Number one is through the written word. The written word is the first and principal channel for learning the will of God for your life. The Bible is a compendium of many promises that represent the things that God wants to do for the believer in Christ, or the things that have been done in Christ and are awaiting your engagement so that they are manifest. Number two, the revelatory ministry of the Holy Spirit. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you in all truth. He will show you the things to come, the things that are freely given unto you. Paul was teaching the church in Corinth. The revelatory ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number three, the prophetic. The prophetic can help open you up to the will of God in a way that is unique to your situation. Hallelujah. So that's the first area. When the word of God seems to fail over your life, check and verify whether your desires are consistent with the will of God. Number two, once you pass the test of the will of God, the next thing is you have to verify divine timing. The second reason why the word of God seems to fail in the life of God's people. Sometimes it can be the will of God, but not His timing. Timing is as powerful as purpose. Did you hear what I said? Timing is as powerful as purpose. You want to get the best of God, you must not just know what He wants for you, but to know when He wants it manifest in your life. Timing. Psalm 102 and verse 13. It says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion," not because you suddenly became powerful. He's always been powerful, but there is a set time. Is someone learning now? He's not arising because power was taken from him and he was suddenly restored. It says, "Thou shalt arise." And the reason why you will now arise is because the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is come. Is someone learning? There is such a thing as the set time. There is such a thing as the set time. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, we find a very profound rendition there. The Bible says, "Now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come," when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one accord and in one place. The Holy Ghost was always on earth, but He could not come to them. In fact, even after Jesus resurrected, He still did not rest on them. He had to wait until the day of Pentecost was fully come. Can I tell you the truth? When you know it is the will of God, but not yet His time, you can give thanks while waiting. Is somebody learning now? So when you see certain things not manifest, how many of you know that there are many parents right now who have investments for their children already, but they can leave it in a trust fund with instructions, including timing, that provided this child, for an example, is not yet 18, no matter how he presses to have access to that account, whether I'm there or not, he must wait until the time. An heir, the Bible says, as long as he's a child, he differeth nothing from a slave, even though he be lord of all, but he's under tutors and governors. Give us verse 2. He's under tutors and governors until the time appointed. Divine timing is powerful. Maybe I should share again our story. Many years ago, we wanted to come into the days of today based on the visions that God showed us. But thank God for the ability of the Spirit to help us see timings. Do you know? Let me tell you this. When God speaks to you, because of the power of His voice, you can confuse the timing. When God speaks, it will look like He's telling you, "Start now, go now." You must be patient and say, "Lord, when?" Hallelujah. When the prophet was going to speak to the woman, he said, "According to the time of life." I announce to someone, today is your set time. You are at the very center of the will of God, but also at the very center of God's timing. Say amen. In our world and in our nation, we use rainy and dry seasons. And there are times, there are things you expect when it's rainy season in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Ease of farming. Rainy season saves you the labor of going to create an irrigation system to draw water from anywhere, for an example. Are we together? It's easy. The soil is soft. You can farm. Just put your seeds, make sure that everything is fine, and let the rain do its job. But the dry season gives you an opportunity to dry whatever it is that you need to dry. But the consequence is that it may not be easy to get water. You will have to outsource it there. So seasons come with the advantage. When the Bible says the time, yea, the set time, the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, the disciples, apostles now, they didn't need to do anything. It was just the right time. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. The level of ease that you will begin to function in from today, it will be evident before everyone that you are walking in your time. You believe that? Say amen. I've learned about times and seasons thoroughly, and it's blessed my life. It's helped me to know what to focus on per time and per season. The Bible says God called the darkness night and the light he called day. These are various times. Hallelujah. Do you know you can do something exceptional, truthful, but because it is not your time? Are we together now? Light representing day means there is visibility to what you are doing. There are many people today who had been doing the same thing they were doing, but it was not just their time. Nobody heard them, nobody knew them. When their time came, they didn't change. Same sermon, same business. Have you seen that happen? That was not the first time the apostles were gathering. The apostles gathered at the Last Supper, nothing fell. The apostles gathered every time. It was their manner. Nothing fell. But when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that gathering became different. Like we've been coming every Koinonia service, every miracle service. But this one, the reason why it will be different is because it coincides with divine timing. Someone is receiving it in the name of Jesus. Say, my time has come. Shout it like you believe. Say, my time has come. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Joshua Selman. For the time for lifting, the time for rising, the time for shining. Listen, when you step into your allotted time, you will walk in a level of ease that will surprise you. Please sit down. How many of you have seen little children? I always give this example. Have you seen little children trying to get mango? When it's not yet ripe, it's not the time. They will throw stones and try to climb the tree and fall. Sometimes they will injure themselves. But once it is the time for mangoes, with minimal effort, sometimes you wake up in the morning and find them littered around you. Let me tell you, you can see your helper. God tells you he's your helper, but it may not be the time. If Elijah left Brook Cherith when he wanted and just met the widow one day and said, widow, I'm hungry, you would be surprised. The reason why she attended to him was not because God commanded him alone. It was because it was the timing. Hallelujah. Timing. Number three. The third reason why believers sometimes may not see the hand of God or may not see the word of God, or the word of God may seem to fail or delay in their lives. Are you ready for number three? The third area to check if the word of God does not seem to be working is your obedience of faith. So number one, you have to verify whether you are walking in the will of God. Number two, you have to check for divine timing. Number three, you have to check if you are playing your role. There is always a participatory role from the believer. We call it the obedience of faith. What you must do as proof that you believe God. How you must engage to make God's word manifest. Obedience of faith. Hebrews 11, 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 4. I meant to say 4, 1 to 3. Hebrews 4, 1 to 3. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest. It says, any of you should seem to come short of it. Verse 2. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Same word, same gospel. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. Mixed with faith. Mixed with obedience in them that heard it. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the one who obeys is the one who will see the hand of God. Not just the one who desires. You can be conscious of the will of God. You can be conscious of divine timing. But if you do not know that you have a participatory role, listen carefully. This is particularly important for tonight. Apostle, I came here to be healed. It is the will of God. I assure you, it is the time. But you may walk out of here, for an example, not healed. God forbid. Walk out of here not delivered. God forbid. Walk out of here without receiving your prophetic word because you do not know how to engage. Engaging with the word of God to produce starts with obedience. Sometimes it may require receiving a strategy from God. Lord, what should I do as far as engaging with the word is concerned? Tonight in the course of this meeting, you'll be hearing a lot of instructions. And these prophetic instructions come so that God will cause you to engage. It is at the point of engaging you will see the word manifest. If it be thou, bid me come. What did he tell him? If he did not get up by faith to come. 10 lepers. The Bible says these guys had been lepers all their lives. And they met Jesus, and Jesus said, all of you get up, all 10. Go to the priest and show yourself. Knowing it was an abomination, it could cost them their life. The Bible says they got up, and as they went, the miracle did not happen before. As they went, suddenly they saw that leprosy was going, and one turned back and received. How about the wine? In John chapter 2, the Bible says there was a feast and wine finished. The disciples came by the instruction of Mary to Jesus and said, please do something about this situation. He said, fill 6 pots with water. And after filling the 6 pots, he now told them, all right, fetch it like that. Don't check the color, whether it looks like water or whatever. Go at my command. Go and serve it to the ruler. In those days, that was a suicidal action. You could die immediately. And the Bible says, as they went, water was turned to wine. And the rulers tasted of it and said, wow. People will usually bring their best wine at the start, but now you allowed all of us to take this one, and then you brought the best because that one was supernatural. Who is learning? Bethesda. He still required of that man, get up, take your mat, and walk away. Every time miracles happened in the Bible, or almost every time, with the exception of those who were dead, there was always an instruction on the path of the living. Are we together? So instructions will come. Sometimes it may come as a word of prophecy. Make sure you listen for your word. Sometimes instructions will come. Place your hand where it's hurting and you can feel the pain is too much. The simplicity of faith. This is how it works. Miracles are not magic. No. The working of miracles demand the hearing of faith and the response of obedience. Let me say that again. The operation of faith, what the Bible calls the working of faith, it works under 2 dynamics. Number 1, the hearing of faith. Number 2, the response or the action of obedience. It is at the point of obedience that the power of God is made visible in the scene. So for an example, you came here using a crutch, you could not walk, or some hearing aid, or a neck bracelet, or something, you know, to help your spine, or maybe it may not be any problem visible, maybe it's an internal organ failing, regardless what it is, you must believe, I've told you already, that God is a good God. So every time your pain wants to instruct you otherwise, you bring yourself into that consciousness, you reckon that regardless my pain, I know that God is a good God. Is someone learning now? The Bible says, why we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen, not unreal, unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So I know that this pain can change. I know that this situation can change. Yours may not be sickness, maybe a financial situation. And you know you are not lazy, you are productive. But it seems as though Satan has just been tracing your progress. There's a way you can engage that brings you liberty. For someone is wisdom, an impartation of grace. For someone is direction. For someone is strength. A miracle service goes beyond the healing service. You may not be sick. You may not be oppressed. But you need to rise to a more superior version. Sometimes you need capacity for the next level. Sometimes you need doors to open. Is somebody learning now? When the word of God seems to fail over your life, verify that you are standing in the will of God. Number two, verify divine timing. Number three, verify that you have engaged the obedience of faith. Number four, the fourth sometimes can be demonic hindrances. That means there is need for warfare. It is true and it is clear from scripture that there are times where Satan will wage war to fight the operation of the word of God in your life and in my life. Was very humbled by the testimony of our dear mother and auntie, how that she was engaging by faith. That was cancer, for an example, or whatever it is that would have just destroyed her, but she held on to the word of God, believing it would come to pass. John 10:10, the thief cometh not. That thief is Satan and all his schemings, but for to kill, to steal, to destroy. I am come, he says, that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16, I believe, the Bible tells us to hold forth the shield of faith. It says, wherein we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts. There are darts like arrows. The psalmist puts it beautifully. It talks about arrows that fly by day and noisome pestilences and destructions that waste in noonday. It says, 1,000 shall fall by your side and 10,000 by your right side, but none shall hurt you. With your eyes shall you see and behold the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge. Do you believe that? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. The Bible tells us to be sober. It says to be vigilant, for your adversary, not your friend, not your negotiator, not your business partner. Satan is called an adversary. For your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, goes about seeking whom he may devour. And you should not give him any place. It says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. How do you resist the devil? By engaging the word of God. How do you resist the devil? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How do you redeem? How do you engage? By pleading the blood, using the forces of victory, the blood, the name, the word. You engage them by faith. You engage them by faith. Satan, leave me alone. It's not the way for victory. Based on what? The word says, I'm free. Stop there. The word says you are free, but the manifestation will not come until we hear what you say. The word amen means I agree. The word amen means I align. The word amen means let it be in my life as consistent with his will. Is someone learning now? So if the word says you are lifted and you keep quiet, the assumption is that you disagree. And it becomes unscriptural for the word to impose itself in your life. So when God says you are lifted, he waits for you to hear. It is the spirit and the bride. The spirit has said you are lifted, but the bride must say, I agree, I am lifted. Someone say, I agree that it is my season. Say, I agree that it is my time. Say, I agree that I am light. I agree that I am salt. No, you are not being childish. This is how the kingdom operates. Say, I agree that I'm the head and not the tail. Say, I agree that healing is my portion. I agree that all doors open. It only comes to pass to the one who agrees with God. For an example, God can say salvation is yours, but you can disagree by not coming to receive Jesus Christ and not verbalizing the salvation prayer. God will respect you. As powerful and real as salvation is, you die without Christ, you are going to hell. He respected your choice. Tonight is not one of those nights where you are silent and then spectate and watch other people press in, diligently press in, to receive. Whether you are here in the main auditorium, outside, all the overflows, following online, across all our viewing centers, it doesn't matter. Just know one thing for sure, that Jesus is there. And all you need is the hearing of faith. The hearing of faith. The hearing of faith.
It will come to pass. Amen. I believe. Yes, I believe. It won't fail. Amen.
I really like this part of the song. So I agree. God, by your spirit and by your word and through your servant, you've told me I can build this year and I can enter. Where did you get that from? That Isaac sowed in that land and reaped that same year, not the next year. It was not a parable. Lord, I agree. We are in July, but it's too far. You created the whole world in 7 days. You don't need forever to change my life. I believe. Someone say, I believe. I believe that though my beginning be small, my later end should greatly increase. And because I believe it will not be shoot again, it must greatly increase. My faith has put a stamp there. Hallelujah. I believe that it is well with me because I am the righteous. I believe that my path is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Who believes that? I believe that the anointing is at work in my life. I expect it to work. I expect to see the difference between my skill and the anointing. A visible, unmistakable, I should not confuse my skill and the anointing. Now I will be diligent, but I expect more because the anointing is at work in my life. Do you believe that? I expect koinonia to grow. Why wouldn't it grow? Everything alive grows. Say that for your business. Say that for your family. I can't be at the same level forever. No, the law of growth forbids stagnancy. Stagnancy. The righteous, the Bible says, will flourish as a palm tree and as the cedar in Lebanon. Is that not in your Bible? The Bible says that even in old age, he shall be fat and flourishing. Fat and flourishing. This is what I believe. You see, believing is not a corporate thing. You have to take the word of God. It's the Greek word lambano. You see that now? That's the word. It means to take what is general and make it yours. Take what is general and make it yours. Take what is general and make it yours. Like a buffet. How many of you know that a buffet is for everybody? No name. But you take your own plate and make your selection. That's the word lambano. In fact, the word is kata lambano. To make it personal, is yours. Healing is there for everybody. But like, for an example, if there's a buffet that has a 3-course meal of various things, most people will not eat everything. But it does not mean what they jump is wrong. It's not necessary for them. Are we together now? So you can have soups. You can have rice, you can have pasta, you can have beef, you can have veggies, you can have all kinds of things. Someone will come and prefer veggies alone. Someone will come and prefer whatever. Many people like, look, I'm serious now. Don't get me to joke. I was going to say some of you, from the first, once you sit there, every section, you will mix both rice and soup. Let's go. Let's go. Until you finish, you must get the benefit of your presence there. Now, well, that may not look civil in a restaurant, but in the spirit, all things. Come on. In the spirit, all things, not some things. All things are yours. Health and healing, yours. Liftings, yours. A great life, yours. An excelling ministry, yours. The Bible says all things are yours. You believe that? Say amen. Don't choose deliverance and leave healing. Don't choose healing and leave lifting. All things are yours. You must receive by faith. Don't mind mockers. Don't mind those who don't understand the economy of the kingdom. They think you're just being childish. Why do you think Jesus is called the Word? He's called the Word. Because all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Who believes tonight? Hallelujah. To receive tonight, you will need to put your faith to work. 1 John 5:4 says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Put your faith to work to receive your healing. God is a good God. You are consistent with his will. He's ordained this program and it coincides with his timing for your life. I can assure you on that. Put your faith to work. Believe his promises. Believe his servant. John 11:40. Have I not told you that if you doubt, if you would believe, you will see the glory of God? If you will believe, you will see the glory of God. If you believe, you will see healings. If you will believe, you will see testimonies. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, it says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. It says, believe in his servant, so shall you prosper. The word prosper is not money. The word prosper is advance. Advance. Go forward. Make progress. You hear me speak that over you every time, including this night. You won't escape it for any service because you must go forward. I say it again, you must go forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why are we here tonight? To experience the miracle working power of Jesus. Why are we here tonight? To experience the God of wonders. Why are we here tonight? To give God an opportunity to demonstrate his loving kindness and his tender mercies. The Bible says they are new every morning. We got the one of last month, but he still has more for us today. Why are we here? Because our Father, Abba, Pater, Source, Sustainer, Defender, Protector, he's called for a solemn assembly to minister to us. We have worshipped him in spite of our pain. Now he wants to show us he's a faithful Father. He wants to show us he's a good God. Why are we here tonight? Because it gives God great joy to prove in our lives again that Satan is a liar. Is it not in your Bible, let God be true and all men? And all men, including all situations. Hallelujah. Why are we here? To experience the God who alone can change our lives. The Bible says it is vain to wake up in the morning and to sleep late in the night. Only to eat the bread of sorrow. It is only God that gives his beloved rest. Why are we here tonight? For many to find an oasis, a stream that can bring life back to you. Because for many you have deviated so far from your maker, your creator, your lover. And it gives you an opportunity tonight to reconcile with this loving Jesus. Why are we here tonight? To watch God make good his promises in our lives and to bring every one of them to pass. As we pray, engage. As we minister by the Spirit, engage. As we give instructions, believe and engage. Let me tell you this. The greatest enemy of the anointing is familiarity. Not just familiarity in terms of use to God, but use to the process that leads to the anointing. How many of you know you can't get too familiar with eating? You've been doing that for decades, and the day you feel that process does not work, that's the day you start dying. For as long as you are alive, it's the same way you ate as a baby, or as, a baby really. From when you were weaned from your mom, the mouth has been the instrument of receiving food, and it will remain so. So don't ever think a formula will come that will downplay faith. Don't ever think a formula will come that will downplay wisdom. Don't think a formula will come that will downplay the power of God. There is no formula that would downplay the simplicity of obedience. No matter how high, how lofty, how seemingly impossible the needs are, it is faith that will do the job. It is trust in God that will do the job. It is confidence in his word that will do the job. I've been part of many miracle services, both that organized by Koinonia and many others. As I go to preach, I have seen the wonders of God in humbling ways. But I am amazed at the consistency of his patterns. That if you do not engage according to pattern, you stand the risk of not seeing his outstretched arm. He said, who has believed our report? And to whom has the hand of the Lord been revealed? The hand of the Lord is not revealed to everyone, not even because of your needs. It is revealed to those who are hungry, who are desperate, who are angry in the spirit and are ready for change. I don't know tonight if you are angry enough. I don't know tonight if you are hungry enough. I don't know tonight if you are desperate enough. I don't know tonight if the distance you left coming here meant anything for you. But I encourage you in righteousness that as we begin to engage in prayer, as we begin to engage in worship, as we let the prophetic by the Spirit of God attend to the needs of people, as we allow the power of God to rest like a hen resting on her chick, to hatch the chick so that life will come out. I want you to engage maximally. You already said it's your miracle service. Let your faith make it so. Are you ready to pray? Rise up on your feet, everybody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank him for anything and everything you have heard. Thank him for the word. Tell him my faith is alive. I know you are a good God. I know you are a good God. Good enough to bring me healing. Good enough to bring me restoration. Good enough to show me mercy. Good enough to bring me deliverance. Good enough to turn my life around. Good enough to open closed doors. Good enough to compress decades into moments. Good enough to connect me to the right people. Good enough to bring a new anointing, a fresh anointing over my life. Good enough to wipe my tears. You are that good. Good enough to forgive my sins. Good enough to give me a new beginning. Good enough to send your angels on assignment for me. Good enough to give many for in ransom for my sake. Lift your voice. Say, I believe. Let that be your next prayer. I believe. I believe. Unbelief, leave my life now. There's business of destiny to be done with God. Someone go ahead and pray. Cast away the spirit of doubt. Cast away the spirit of fear. Cast away over intellectualizing the power of God. Shaka paka praska tabaka prandeke parusyata. All things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. Healing is possible to him that believeth. Blessed is she that believes, for unto her there shall be a performance. Saprateka parakatos yata. One more minute, you are praying. One more minute, you are praying. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. How many of you believe God answers prayers? Honestly. Hallelujah. We pray because, one, God answers. We pray because it is one of the major channels that connects us to the power of God so that we see his promises manifested in our lives. I want to lead us through a session of prayer, and I want you to engage and participate. Be serious. It is at this time you will not need to be distracted by your neighbor left and right. This is your business. This is your destiny. All eyes must be on Jesus. With total attentiveness, you pray and let it be from the depth of your heart. Are you ready to pray? Shout this as loud as you can. Say, in the name of Jesus, I establish and I walk in the experience of total liberty from any and all forms of oppression. Say it again, in the name of Jesus, I establish and I walk in the experience of total liberty from any and all oppressions. Lift your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus, I decree. I declare by the Spirit of God, I walk in total liberty. Total liberty. Total liberty. Open your mouth and pray. I decree and I declare, I establish. I declare freedom from any form of oppression. I verbalize freedom from any form of oppression. Outside, pray. Online, pray. All our viewers, make sure you are praying. Demonic oppressions, I establish liberty. Spirits of delay, I establish liberty. One step forward, 10 steps backward, I establish liberty. Failure, I establish liberty. Someone is praying. You came to engage for your destiny. I decree and declare, by the blood of the eternal covenant, I establish liberty. I establish liberty. I establish liberty in my life. I establish liberty from every form of oppression. Every form of oppression, yokes of darkness, tying destinies down, closing doors God intended to open, stopping people from going forward. Don't be silent. For now, no one is praying for you. Everyone is praying for their destinies. Make sure you don't keep quiet. The time to pray for you is not now. The time to pray for yourself is now. Over my life, free from oppression, free from demonic cycles. In Jesus' name we pray. We're still praying. Say, Father, I decree and I declare freedom, liberty from demonic patterns and demonic cycles. Demonic patterns and demonic cycles. Repetitive patterns and repetitive cycles. By the blood of the eternal covenant, I break those cycles now. Open your mouth and pray. Like father, like son. Like mother, like daughter. Like siblings. Every demonic pattern, repetitive cycle, by the blood of the eternal covenant, pray. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't be silent. Patterns of untimely death, we declare you are broken. Patterns of failure, broken. Trouble on every side, broken. Degenerative conditions, broken. Shapakata pakaparakata. Patterns of cancer, patterns of death, satanic dreams, manipulative activities. We engage by the word. We engage by the blood. We make good that which is finished in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, it is your desire that I go forward. Therefore, spirits of stagnation and delay, by the word of the Lord, lose your hold over my life. I go forward. Open your mouth and pray. It is God's desire that we go forward. The path of the just is as a shining light. The path of a preacher should be as a shining light. The path of a businessman as a shining light. The path of a family as a shining light. Every spirit of delay, every spirit of stagnation, by by the power of the Holy Ghost. Give way, give way, give way. Give way. Delay in any form, in any manner, in any fashion. Delay, stagnation. By the blood, we engage. Shaketa praka paraka to prekete. In Jesus' name, shout this as loud as you can. Say, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare every evil speaking, every handwriting, every ordinance speaking against me, speaking against my destiny, speaking against my family, by the blood of Jesus, let it be blotted out now and silenced now. Open your mouth and pray. Every handwriting, the scourging tongues of men, the speakings of evildoers, the speakings of enchanters, by the blood of the eternal covenant, I engage, I engage, I engage. Handwritings be blotted. Voices be silenced. Handwritings be blotted. Voices be silent. I engage the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. I engage the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. I engage the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Don't keep quiet. Make sure you are praying. Every handwriting, every programming, every altar, every voice, every speaking in the spirit against my life, against my destiny, against koinonia, against my family. Someone is praying against my wife, against my husband, against my children. By the blood of the eternal covenant, handwritings blotted, voices silenced. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout it, say, in the name of Jesus. I speak to doors and gates controlling my destiny. Say, I speak to doors and gates controlling my destiny. Be open now. Open your mouth and pray. Doors, gates, I speak to you. Be open for a new chapter. Doors. Someone is praying. Every door, every gate, controlling seasons, controlling events, in the name of Jesus, the holder of the key of David, doors be open. Doors be open. Gates be open for a triumphant entry. Doors be open. Gates be open. Someone is praying. Doors of favor, open. Doors of liftings, open. Next level doors, open. Come on now. Someone pray. Be open for my children. Be open for my career. One more minute, you are engaging. This is your destiny. No one is praying for you for now. Doors, gates, open. Doors, gates, open. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, I decree divine alignment of time, divine alignment of men, divine alignment of spiritual forces for the sake of the next season. Say it again. Say, Father, I decree divine alignment of time, divine alignment of men, divine alignment of spiritual forces for the next season of my life. May they work for my favor. Open your mouth and pray. Let time work for me, not against me. Let men work for me, not against me. Let the laws of the spirit enhance my becoming, enhance my manifesting. Go ahead and pray. Spiritual forces, I declare alignment. The ministry of men, I declare alignment. Time, I declare alignment. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't be tired of praying. Say, Father, I receive discernment to know what door to open, to know how to engage for my victory. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive discernment to know what door to open, to know how to engage for my victory. Lift your voice and cry for discernment. Not every door is your door. Not every door is your door. You must obtain grace to know how to open your door. You can open a wrong door. The prison has a door. It is not your door. The pit has a door. It is not your door. The dungeon has a door. It is not your door. The palace has a door. That is your door. I receive grace to know how to engage for my victory. I receive grace to know what door to open in this season. In Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer for now before I start ministering. When we were in Liverpool, I taught us during that Sunday service that the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. And that although it is spiritual, my God, I sense the power of God here. Although it is a spiritual kingdom, it requires earthly infrastructures to find visible expression upon the earth, and that there are three infrastructures through which God's kingdom finds expression in the world of men. Number one, thoughts. Number two, men. Number three, systems. This is how the invisible kingdom reveals itself in our world. Thoughts, ideas, building up into mindsets and ideologies. Number two, the ministry of men. And number three, systems and structures. When God wants to help you on earth, the help will route through these channels. He will correct your thoughts. He will introduce the right man, and he will cause the system to work in your favor. When Satan wants to destroy you, he will use the same system too. Because a demonic kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. He will manipulate your thoughts. He will program men. The Bible calls them wicked and unreasonable men. And then he will cause the system to work against you. Are we together now? The issue of thoughts is corrected through teachings. The issue of systems is corrected through influence. But the issue of men is corrected through prophecy. We are going to pray now. And we are going to engage by faith that the men are located. You don't need everybody this season. A crowd can be a distraction, that God will handpick the right people, ordained and anointed by God, to help usher you into your next prophetic season. Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare the rise of strategic helpers, the rise of destiny helpers. May they come into my life and fulfill their ministry. May they come into my life and fulfill their ministry. Open your mouth and pray. We call forth helpers, strategic helpers, men and women ordained of God, men and women who have the capacity needed. We draw them by prophecy. We draw them by prophecy. We draw them by prophecy. Sakatapakaparakatosh. We draw them by prophecy. Someone is praying. The men required. The women required. Businessmen required. Prayer helpers required. Spouses required. People of capacity required. Godly people required. Friends required. Mentors required. Send them to my life, oh God. Speedily so, for my rising. That they fulfill their ministry. They will not just come. They will know why God sent them to my life. They will fulfill their ministry. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 16, 1 and 2. Give us Amplified or Amplified Classics. Romans 16, 1 and 2. Amplified or Amplified Classic. Now, I introduce and commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deaconess of the church. Verse 2, it says that you may receive her in the Lord with a Christian welcome, as saints, God's people, ought to receive one another. It says, and help her in whatsoever matter she may require assistance from you. It says, for she has been a helper of many, including myself, shielding us from suffering. Numbers 1 and verse 5. Can we look at ERV? That should be the easy to read version. If you can find it for me. It puts a beautiful rendition, Numbers 1 and verse 5. This issue of destiny helpers is a serious matter. 1 and verse 5. It says, these are the names of the men who shall assist you. They are not just men who will come around you. They will assist you. I think it's Amplified or one of the versions who say they will stand with you and help you. NIV also, one of those versions. It says they will stand with you and help you. Can I tell you? There is nobody, nobody who succeeds in isolation. No matter how anointed, no matter how gifted. Be fruitful means be connected. Everything multiplies on the basis of connection. Are you interested in praying that prayer one more time? Lord, thank you for the crowd in my life, but handpick my helpers and let them step forward. Thank you for the crowd in my life, but handpick my helpers in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. In this season, let there be a divine selection of men who have capacity, divine selection of men who are invested in my rising, invested in my shining, invested in seeing your word produce in my life. Lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Please, can you pair yourselves in two? If you can, just two people, hold the hand. You don't have to face the person, just hold the hand of someone. This is how God intends to move tonight. How and why God does this thing. sometimes is for us to just align and respond and watch what he does. Hallelujah. As we're praying the last prayer, I just had in my spirit 2 by 2. 2 by 2. This is how he sent them forth. 2 by 2. And I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. 2 by 2. The Bible said 2 men will be walking, 1 will be taken, and 1 will be left. It's not rapture now. 1 will not be taken to leave you behind. But I'm just saying it's a prophetic principle tonight. I'm going to pray. I don't know why God wants us to move this way, but I'm going to pray. This is what will happen. As soon as I begin to pray, the power of God is going to move. The person who you are holding, who comes under the anointing, please, ushers, you can help. And then I want you to bring them out. Honestly, listen, you see, this is a ministry of signs and wonders. And I need to just take a moment and explain to you. Sometimes, for those of you who are new to spiritual things, when you see these kinds of prophetic instructions, we are word-based people, but we are yielded to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's the one who knows how to navigate the tides of the Spirit and arrive with us at the place of prophecy. And so, we're going to obey him. 2 by 2. Hold someone and let me do the prayer. You just hold, you have finished your own part. And then I do the prayer now. It's a miracle service. Praise the bread of life, Emmanuel, God with us, the one who saves. I praise the cup of life, that glorious spring that washes our sins away. I praise the bread of life, Emmanuel, God with us, the one who saves. We praise the cup of life, that glorious spring that washes our sins away. That washes our sins away. That washes our sins away. In the name of Jesus, the hand you are holding, please, ushers, I want you to bring them out very fast, because I want to pray for the sick. But in the name of Jesus, the person whose hand you are holding, for everyone who has gone through any season of oppression, any season of delay, any season of setback, chains holding them, chains binding them, chains limiting them, I decree and declare, by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, let there be liberty now. Bring them out. Let there be liberty now. Liberty now. Liberty now. Liberty now. Shebreke pakata. The hand you are holding represents a destiny. And everything that's tied down the destiny of that sister, tied down the destiny of that family, that brother, I decree and declare, by the power of the Holy Ghost, be loose now. Bring them out. Be loose now. Be loose now. Be loose now. Be loose now. You are still holding your hands. I decree and declare, the spirits that have silenced your voice, the spirits that have crippled your advancement, you are growing old but not moving forward, tied down in every area of your life. I decree and declare, this is your night for liberty. Be free now. Bring those under the anointing. I declare liberty now. To the sisters, liberty now. To the brothers, liberty now. Praise the bread of life, Emmanuel,
God with us, the one who saves. I praise the cup of life, that glorious drink that washes our sins away.
I'm praying. I'm seeing the spirit of number 13:1-3, and I'm hearing a new song. A new song. There is an anointing. This is not deliverance. There is an anointing that is coming on 13 people. You are stepping into a season of a new song. The Lord will apareke katosia. 13 of you. The power of God is coming on you. A new song. A new song. The songs of Miriam. A new song. A song of victory. A new song. I speak it to your spirit, to a businessman, to a daughter of Zion. Receive that grace. Businesses, new songs. Destinies, new songs. Homes and marriages, new songs. I speak it by the spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Restore everything that was lost. Restore everything that was stolen. Restore everything that was lost. Restore. You will restore.
I'm about to speak now. Five things I've taught you that God restores when he's restoring men. Number one, he restores time. Number two, he restores relationships and connections. Number three, he restores opportunities. Opportunities. Number four, he restores fire and vitality. Fire and vitality. I'm about to pray. Some of you have lost time. The truth is that you have lost time. You need God to step in. Because if you go at the human pace, you can't catch up again. Some of you have lost opportunities. The law of time and chance came, but you were not discerning enough. Hallelujah.
My God will restore.
Some of you lost fire. Like Samson, you lost your hair. I'm about to declare restoration. And I want you to open up your heart, because the fire of God will fall upon you right now. I want you to bring those people out. I'm praying restoration. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare over everyone here who has lost anything valuable, anything needed for destiny, from time to relationships to opportunities to fire, I decree right now, receive restoration. Receive restoration. My God, my God, my God. The Lord is opening my eyes. I'm seeing like rain falling. Rain falling. Rain falling in a desert. Receive restoration. Restoration of time. Restoration of access. Restoration of opportunity. Restoration of fire. Open your mouth and pray it in 1 minute. I receive restoration. I command it in my life. You're praying 1 minute.
Restore everything that was lost. Restore everything that was stolen, restored. Everything that was lost, restored.
Hallelujah. Listen now, please. Listen. I'll pray for the sick shortly, but I want you to listen to me. Please, everybody, just minimize the instruments. Hear what I want to tell you. There is a gift God wants to give you tonight in this miracle service. Please listen to me. There is the grace that announces a man. Please listen to me. There is a grace that takes what you have that your generation needs and makes them know you are there. You can't, look, no matter what publicity strategy you use, if the grace for visibility is not on you, your generation will not know you are there. There are too many gifted people in hiding. And even those who desire to be seen for the sake of the glory of God, they cannot be seen. There are vibrant anointed preachers. Are we together? There are vibrant resource persons who can serve their nations at a global scale. Until they know you are there, they cannot engage you. Hallelujah. The first key to becoming a blessing is visibility. 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 I want to release that grace. I just sense in my spirit that someone, you have come to a season in your life. It's not pride, but you have prepared yourself. It's not pride. You have been made by God. He has worked on you. But those who need you and those who can reward you, they've not been able to find you. They've not been able to find you. Adam, he said, where art thou? He said, I heard your voice, but I hid. Gideon, where are you? As a mighty warrior, he was hiding. David, where are you? I am here, ordained to be a king, but I'm in the wilderness. But Samuel is in your house. And Samuel said, I will not sit. Go and bring him. It's his time. Go and bring him. Go and bring her. It's time for the anointing upon your life to be seen. It's time for your ministry to emerge. Lay your hands on your head. Let me release this grace on someone. I pray for a preacher. I pray for a businessman. I pray for a mother. I pray for a father. I pray for a diplomat. In the name of Jesus, for as many who have entered their season of manifestation, receive the anointing for visibility. Receive the anointing for visibility. Let the hear ye him anointing rest on you now. Rest on you now. Rest on you now. Rest on your business. Rest on your church. Rest on your product. In the name of Jesus. The grace to be seen by those who matter. The grace to be seen so that you are invited to the place of destiny. I pray for you again. Wherever you have been hiding, may that anointing fish you out and reveal you to your world. Oh, there are worshippers, prophetic worshippers, prophetic psalmists who are in the hiding. Let the hear ye him anointing fish you out and reveal you to your world. There are businessmen with capacity to change nations. I declare, let that anointing locate you now. This is why you came. This is why you came. Don't despise what is happening to you. Something heavy is resting on your head. I sense that there are preachers here. I tell you, it's your season. May your voice be heard. I place grace. I place grace. I place grace from Europe to America to China to India to the six geopolitical zones. Let the grace rest on your head.
From the rising of the sun, right on till it's going down, I will sing of the glory of the Lord. With my mouth will I make it known, from the rising of the sun right on till it's going down, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the power of the Lord. I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. I will sing of the glory of the Lord.
Hear what the Lord is telling someone. I'm hearing in my spirit for someone, the month of September, the month of September, I don't know, it's like for someone that has to do with your marital settlement. Marital settlement. I'm hearing it in my spirit. The month of September, third week of September, that is your month. I don't know who that is for, but I release that grace right now. And for that person, you may not see wind, you may not see rain, but your valley will be filled with water. This is a prophetic word. You may not see wind, you may not see rain, but in a way that will surprise you, your valley shall be filled with water. I will sing of the glory of the Lord. I will sing of the glory of the Lord. Jennifer. I'm hearing the name Jennifer. Malan Shoma Lende Gedebrandiga Baratu Siata. Is there someone with a name Ha? This is a Bible name. I've not had anybody with that name, but I'm hearing Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Like Habakkuk in the Bible. I'm hearing Jennifer. I'm hearing Habakkuk. Who has the name Salome? I'm hearing the name Salome. Your season has come. Salome. Manando Shalando Gabraskia Tabarantus Yata. Salome, your season has come. Donatus. I'm hearing a name Donatus. Donatus. Halando Sato Preheskemeneko Paratus Yata. Janina Suma Haskabrandege Beretus Yata. Bradina Subeleheskiata. There's someone you are watching from the Netherlands. I want to pray for you. You and your wife are sitting, you are watching from Netherlands. And your wife has a situation right now, something that looks like some degenerative condition. I'm about to pray for the sick shortly, but the Lord is revealing you to me. And just so that you are encouraged to know that God sees you. You are watching from the Netherlands. This is your word. God is bringing you. We bring you the ministry of the Spirit. One of the team from Pastor Nat's team, I don't know which one of you, one of you that came, the Lord is telling me that the blessing of Naomi is following you. I don't know who that is. Read about Naomi in the Bible. The blessing of Naomi. You have been a helper. You have been a succor. You have been there. You have wiped the tears of many. But it doesn't mean male or female. It's genderless. This is something that is prophetic. One of Personat's team, among my precious people, a family that came here. I don't know which of you, but I'm hearing the blessing of Naomi is coming to you. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, for whoever it is that is your season, let the grace that follows this word rest on you like a hen rests upon her chick. Rest upon you. Balanta sana sebeletos kadiata. Brate la gora su bregedia suna kaparantus yata. Yes, sir. Rest upon you. I'm going to pray for you now. Those of you I called. I can't even remember some of you that I called. I can't even remember what I said. Salome. I will pray for you. Salome. Let me start with Salome. Don't worry. They are all Salome. I'll pray for you. When God gives a prophetic word like this, ladies and gentlemen, please listen. It is not a waste of time. That's how God wipes the tears of people. He's bringing an end to calamities and an end to captivity. Please, every Salome, place your hand on your chest as a point of contact. I want to pray for you.
Baby, hold until we are found. We behold until we are found. We behold until we are found.
Ah.
We behold. We behold, we behold.
I pray for Salome in the name that is above all names. God is asking me to use you to pray over your family. Everything that looks like a generational oppression over the family of Salome, break now! Break now! Break now! In the name of Jesus, everyone by the name Salome, that you came out by the Spirit, everything that looks like a pattern, a reoccurring pattern in your family, I decree and declare right now, let it go, let it give way. Let it go, let it give way. Say amen, let it go, let it give way. Listen, what God says to one, by faith, He says to all. By faith. It may not be your name, but it may be your case. If it concerns you, whether you have the opportunity to stand here or not, you can receive right where you are. Are we together? That's how we engage the prophetic. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a wedding gown, and I'm seeing that this is from ushering department. Ushering department. Ushering department. This is what I'm prophesying, because you are my people. I'm saying this by the Spirit. It's like a grace that just rested, and God just began to locate people and honor them. This is a wedding gown I'm seeing, a vision, and I'm seeing ushering department. In the name of Jesus, may God bring His word to pass. May God bring His word to pass to demonstrate faithfulness in service. May God bring His word to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Salome, you can return to your seat rejoicing. The next group of people that I called, Jennifer. Who is Jennifer? All of you are Jennifer. Don't worry, you don't need to step forward. Just stand, I'll pray for you. We need to pray. We need to pray. There is a family here of four ladies. Four ladies. None of them, listen first. Four ladies. There is a spirit that fights marriage. Four ladies. Godly ladies. Beautiful ladies. Love the Lord. But either if somebody comes to say, I will marry you, either they die or something happens to them. I don't know what that family, four ladies, this is what I'm saying. Who is that person? Please don't just respond because you want prayer for marriage. Make sure you hear a prophetic word first. Please, who is that person? Four ladies. You're a family of four. Where are you from, my dear? Huh?
I'm from Jos.
You are from Jos?
Yes, sir.
Plateau State. I saw another lady lifting her hand somewhere. Where are you from, my dear? Don't feel embarrassed. Where are you from?
Kogi.
Kogi State. Same situation.
Cross River.
Cross River.
Ebonyi State.
Ebonyi State.
Imo State.
Ebonyi State. Four ladies.
Imo State.
Imo State. We are going to pray. Listen. You see, when God locates people like this, it's because He wants to bring to an end. A miracle service is not a miracle service if captivity remains. Is somebody learning now? Yes, I want to pray for you. There's somebody here I'm seeing in my vision. God wants to open your political destiny. I don't know who that person is, But the Lord is telling me that you have labored for many years, and your labor is something you are not, you don't even believe in the vision again, because you saw this is related to politics. But the Lord is telling me that what you needed was a season of preparation, and then for the grace to come upon you. I don't know who that person is as I'm seeing you in my vision. In the name of Jesus, the grace to enter the political space triumphantly and to win. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Please be careful. Please help the people manage so that nobody gets injured. Now I want to pray. I'm not somebody who likes to stand and prophesy doom or do whatever, but when God insists on me, I say this. But I want us to pray for the judiciary. I'm seeing a major person in the judiciary dying. Judiciary. I'm not a prophet of doom. Judiciary of Nigeria. Nigerian Federal Republic of Nigeria. A major voice and a major pillar in the judiciary. Just like that, sickness, and it's going like that. We're going to pray. If God shows this, it is simply because he wants to step in, and it's because the church, remember, I told you it is written, is greater than I saw. It is written, is greater than I hear. So when God reveals things like this, it's not just for us to rejoice. If it's consistent with his plan, we say amen. But if it is something that we can change, we pray. Therefore, we pray in Jesus' name. We speak a word over the judiciary. Particularly that this is inconsistent with the will of God, we drive death far from them. And we drive death far from their families. Say amen. In the name of Jesus. I pray for these ones who have four ladies, a family of four ladies. Please just place your hand on your chest as a point of contact. Believing. Believing. Hallelujah. After this, there's a family I want to quickly pray for. Please don't be embarrassed. This is a family of proper idol worship. Don't come out now. Let me pray for these ones. I need to pray for you. And it's not anything to be embarrassed. We don't embarrass people here. We love people and we're family. Everybody came out of something. Are we together? Either they came out before you were born or you participated in bringing them out. But ours is to minister life to you. I pray for these families right now with the ladies in the name of Jesus. That embargo that stops women or stops people in that family from advancing and making progress, we decree and declare right now. Let that spirit leave you now. Leave you now. Be set free right now. Be set free right now. Welcome to your season of testimonies as a family in the name of Jesus. Jennifer's, let me pray for you now. Jennifer's, in the name of Jesus, everything generational pattern. There is a Jennifer I need to pray for you. The Lord, I'm seeing light around your stomach area. That means this is something that has to do with health, whether it's a fibroid or something. The Lord is asking me to pray. Every issue that has to do with health over Jennifer. And then family patterns. Fire is coming on one of you right now as I'm speaking. I just saw like light. I decree and declare, be delivered now. 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 Be set free by the Spirit of God. I cause that to give way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring you liberty. I bring you liberty. Liberty by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Hear me, every ordinance and every speaking of darkness against you here by the blood of the eternal covenant, let it come to an end now. Come to an end now. Please return to your seat rejoicing. All those who came out here by the anointing, when I was mentioning cases of deliverance, I decree and declare every oppression that brought you out here, we declare you free forever in the name of Jesus. Now, very quickly, those, and please make sure you are sure of this. You don't need to feel embarrassed, but you are directly involved with a family or a life of direct idol worship, maybe from where you come from. And the Lord is asking me to ask you to come out. I want to pray for you. If there's such family, such persons, please, 1 minute for you, wherever you are. If you are bold enough, please come and stand here quickly. Let me pray for you. The devil is a liar.
My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by.
Keep coming.
My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by.
One more time.
My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by.
Don't be ashamed. Come out. God is willing to set you free by the Spirit of God. Liberty is already yours in Christ. But it takes obedience and engaging by faith to appropriate it and make it good. Are you seeing the reason why God called for this case? Imagine how many people came and then they go back like that, blotting every handwriting and every ordinance, the Bible says, that spoke against us. It says he nailed it to his cross. Please, everybody, whether you are in front or not, I'd like you to open your mouth and pray this prayer. Say, Father. Again, say, Father. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare every ordinance and every altar connecting me to darkness, connecting me to ancestry, by the blood of Jesus, I declare that contract is over. Open your mouth and pray. Over forever. Help those under the anointing, my God. Over forever. That contract is over. That contract is over. Over. Lift your voice and pray. Listen, please look at me, everybody. For context, particularly for those of you who are following, you see, when families find themselves in idolatry extending to witchcraft, I can tell you this, over 95% of those who became mediums to engage themselves, their children, and their families into these practices did it innocently. Are we together now? There are very few people who intentionally, willfully, with their consciousness, brought their families into idol practices to hurt them. Not many people are that devilish. Are we together? For most people, that's all they knew. Others responded to pressure. Others, that was the context they were born in. So that we are setting people or appropriating the deliverance and liberty that is finished in Christ does not mean for you to turn and hate your parents, turn and hate your loved ones. Now, that kind of advocacy is not balanced enough. So when we call people to minister, we're not calling your parents devils or your kinsmen or the families from whence you come from. You must understand this so that you don't go back hating your mother, your father, your brothers and saying, you got me here. Many of them have been praying for you to encounter this because they themselves want to come out of these things. It's only that they found themselves there. But hallelujah for the power of God. Are we together now? For those of you who are watching, when you see people being delivered from demonic orchestrations, there are three things that must come to your mind. Number one, what is happening is an appropriation system. We are appropriating that which is finished in Christ to make it their experience here and now. Two, this is not selling an idea of evil people and evil families. No, it's important we correct this. It's a mistake the prophetic has made in the body of Christ. There are many people who have no business hating their parents, their spouses, but because the prophetic was not ministered with wisdom and intelligence. So when a lady or a gentleman now is delivered, they say, oh, so this is the cause of my trouble. They start hating their mothers, hating their fathers, hating their kinsmen, even if they are currently idol worshippers or practitioners. Look at them with the lens of compassion. This is spiritual maturity. For many of them, they worship an unknown God like those who were in Athens. If you were born in their time, you probably would be doing the same thing. Are we together? What you are experiencing right now is the value of light. And the real proof of enlightenment is love, not just transformation. Are we learning? So that you don't receive, and now on one hand you are happy, but the next time you go back home and mama cooks and you say, God forbid, I will not eat. You are a devil. No, then you've not learned well. We need to balance all of that. Now, there are demonic things that happen, but sometimes if we don't manage this in ministering deliverance and liberty, we are going to bring a lot of hatred. Imagine a husband leaving a church and cannot eat the wife's food again because he says you are a demon. Children cannot eat their parents' food. You are a demon. You can't sleep on the same bed from today. Enter that empty room. That's your room from now. It does not reveal the glory of God. So I need to tell you this. As you receive from God, please take your mind away. The real culprit here is not your father, it's not your mother, it's not your siblings. Are we together? The real culprit is not even your kinsmen. It is the devil. And if they have yielded themselves to him, then we pray for their salvation. Are we together? Judgment only happens in the presence of rebellion, not ignorance. Rebellion, not ignorance. Is someone learning now? You have come out by faith. I needed to say this before I minister to you. Because in truth, Jesus has paid the price. But now you are about to receive that appropriation. But I can tell you these demonic things are real. And just because you don't like it does not mean it will go. Just because Jesus has won the victory does not mean it will leave. You must engage by faith to make good in your life. The same grace that brings salvation, brings healing, brings deliverance. When we minister healing, people don't get embarrassed. But when we minister deliverance, people say no. But it's the same package. The same package. So if you are rejecting deliverance, then reject healing too. Reject every other thing. You don't have to cry. That's the good news for you tonight, my beloved people. For he has paid the price. Sing it one time. That I don't have to cry. That my father was born an idol worshiper does not mean I will be a victim. He has paid the price for me. Hallelujah. Do you believe you can be free now and free forever? I don't care what you ate. I don't care what pit you entered, what grave you entered, what incisions were made in your body. No, sir. I don't care what name was given. I don't care what covenant bound you. I don't care who bathed you with what you ate, whatever little object that is kept in your house somewhere. The Bible says, and to deliver them who through the fear of death have all their lifetime be subject to bondage. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, my God, something will happen to you marvelously now. Because some of you, listen to me. The reason why the devil is after your case and the reason why Satan attacked your family is because of your prophetic destiny. Because of the mantle, the oil, the grace that's upon your life. Because of the mighty prophetic apostolic evangelical ministry coming out of you. And he would want to attack you. But in the name of Jesus Christ, we're about to pray. Father, I stretch my hands over men and women here and those connected online. These ones have for some reason found their families directly or indirectly involved in idol worship. But the Bible says, blotting out every handwriting and ordinance that spoke against us. Scripture says you nailed it to the cross. And it says you have called us out of every tribe and tongue and kindred. We've been grafted into a new spiritual family. Therefore, I decree and declare, by the power of the blood, every connection, every covenant with ancestry and the spirits of inheritance, I decree be free from it now. Be released now. Be released now. Be released now. I set you free from altars. I set you free from ordinances. I set you free from ancestries. Every altar speaking against you, we set it on fire now. We set a pareke kapareta. We set it on fire now. Let it be destroyed. Let the power of Satan, the power of witchcraft over your life and destiny be destroyed now. Shout, I am free by the blood. Say it again, I am free by the blood. One more time, say, I am free by the blood. Please return to your seats rejoicing. Return to your seat rejoicing.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hashem Adonai, Hashem Adonai, Hashem Adonai, Hashem Adonai.
Hallelujah. Say, Father. Again, say, Father. I decree and I declare, every planting in my body that is not of God, right now, let it leave. Open your mouth in 1 minute and pray. That every tree that has not been planted, whether it's called cancer, whether it's called HIV, come on, pray everybody. Even if it has not manifested physically, but it's hiding in your body, waiting for age to reveal it. Hiding in your body, waiting for seasons to reveal it. By the blood of the eternal covenant, it gives way now. Lift your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I want to pray for the sick right now. Oh, I believe in the ministry of life. I truly do. I believe in the ministry of life. I believe in the ministry of life. Now, we'll do this very quickly. I'm going to be speaking, but anyone here, I want to, there are not many times, and for the sake of time, I always don't do that so that it does not stretch. A standard miracle service takes a lot of time because you have to minister to people, but because we're working with time so that we don't stretch people beyond necessary. Sometimes I really feel sad in my heart because there's so much to do, but then we're constrained. But right now, there are two sets of people. I'm going to be laying hands on you myself. We'll do that very quickly. Number one, if you came here with cancer, please listen. Cancer, any kind of cancer. Let me just lay my hands on those people. Number two, cancers. And then if there are people here with either autistic children or anything that's affected children, let me lay my hands on those ones. So just make a contact and by faith you go. While that is happening, Everybody's going to be praying in the spirit. We'll do that very quickly because I want to pray in the spirit. Just obey the instructions. You're going to pray in the spirit. If you are here or you came with someone here or there is a medical report that is related to any cancerous report, whether for yourself or for your loved one, whether you are outside or here, please come quickly. Come stand here very quickly, very quickly, very quickly. I just sense in my heart to lay my hands on you. We'll do that very quickly.
Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai.
Let me tell you this. When you see anyone coming as touching cancer, start interceding for them. As you are interceding for them, you are saying in the name of Jesus, this will not come near my vicinity. If someone is praying, is someone praying now? It's a very deadly, satanic, demonic mode of attack. Don't worry, if you are not able to make it for whatever reason, you can connect by faith there. But the Lord just gave me the impression, and I'll do this very fast. Very, very fast. Once I lay my hands upon you, just go back, you check yourself. We'll do that very quickly. Please, those who, if they are not able to walk, you can just keep them there. I'll pray in mass so that they don't cause any delay in traffic. But we're going to pray. Everybody stretch your hands and let's pray for this one. So pray for those who have cancer-related issues, cancers, tumors. We're praying for them right now. And then anything that has to do with children, we'll pray that very quickly. 1 minute and then we're done. Worship team, you're going to give us some time of worship very quickly. And then while that is happening, how many of you have your requests? So you can be writing your requests while praying in the spirit. We'll do that very quickly. I'll lay my hands on everyone here by the spirit of God. As soon as I lay my hands, please go back rejoicing. And then you check yourself. If you need to check yourself with a medical stand, they are just outside of the door to the left. The medical stand is there. Please make sure that your situation is cancer. I'm not saying if you are sick or if you just feel like you came all the way and you need me to lay hands on you, cancer. Everyone pray in the spirit, worship team, you lead us in worship very quickly and then I'll lay my hands over this situation. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. Cancer goes now. In the name of Jesus.
Baruch Hashem.
Thank you for healing.
Blessed be yours. Blessed be yours.
up standing. Place your hand. I want to pray for the sick right now. You're trusting God for a miracle in any part of your body. Here's the time for the ministration of life to the sick. The power of God is mighty in this place. Mighty to heal, mighty to save. For those of you who are connecting, I see some of you lifting the medical reports of your loved ones. That's all right. Whether it's a phone medical report, some of them are connected real time. I want to pray for you right now. I really believe in the power of God. Whether it's cancer, HIV, sugar, diabetes, all kinds of degenerative conditions, bone conditions, mobility conditions, you're in a wheelchair with a crutch, organ failures of any and all sorts, pile, diabetes, ulcers, high blood pressure, blood-related conditions, whatever they are called. Lay your hands believing that Jesus is a good God and that he's a healer. And for those of you who are watching in clinics, hospitals, or those who are with the patients by your side, regardless what the situation is, I want you to believe. It gives me joy to see the healing power of Jesus go to the nations. You've heard the testimonies. We've had all kinds of miraculous manifestations of God's power. We'll do that very fast. But please, I'd like you to believe by faith. I am a product of the healing ministry of Jesus. It is not just that I carry his healing power. I am a product. I've been healed by the supernatural power of Jesus Christ. I know what it means to receive healing. Hallelujah.
Yahweh,
lay your hands, please.
Rapha, Elohim, Shaddai, Jireh, Adonai, would you manifest yourself? Yahweh, Rapha, Elohim, Shaddai, Jireh, Adonai, manifest yourself.
We'll sing it one more time and then I begin to release the life-giving power of Jesus.
Yahweh, Rapha, Elohim, Shaddai, Jireh, Adonai,
manifest yourself. I will bring you health and I will bring you cure. I will bring you health and cure. Sanelanto saprakatos yata. I want to pray for you. I want to minister the healing power of Jesus to your body, to your bones, to your blood, to your joints, to your organs. Your assignment is to receive by faith. Receive by faith. Whether you are outside, receive by faith. All the overflows, receive by faith. Across the nations of the earth. The Bible says the voice of the Lord upon many waters is mighty.
Jireh, Adonai.
I'm praying now.
Let the fire fall, let the river flow, let it burn inside, let it flow outside, let the fire fall, let the river flow, let it burn inside,
Let it flow outside. Let the fire fall. Let the river flow. That healing fire is resting on people right now. I'm about to pray, but I sense it is like, it's like a river of fire that is just moving from this altar and spreading like lightning across the nations of the earth, resting on body organs, melting things that are not of God, flowing like a drug would flow through your body, correcting, recreating, adjusting, healing, mending, bringing together bones coming to bones, joints coming to joints. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, the one who died and rose again, the life, I decree and declare every spirit of infirmity, devils behind incurable conditions, devils behind sicknesses and infirmities, right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command those spirits out of your body. I command those spirits out of your body, out of your organs, out of your body, out of your organs, out of your body, out of your organs. Be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your healing right now. I declare you free. Life to your body, life to your body, life to your eyes, life to your ears. In the name of Jesus. Those with organ failures, we bring life to you in the name of Jesus. Weak bodies receive strength right now. Like Sarah receive strength right now. Deaf ears be open right now. Blind eyes be open right now. Someone experiencing severe hair losses. Looks like some effect of chemo. In the name of Jesus, let there be restoration for you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, those who could not walk, I declare the power of God on your limbs. Begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Those who could not bend using all kinds of aids, be free right now. Be free right now. Lumps and growths and swellings, disappear right now. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head. Now hold on. The Lord is showing me a situation. I'm seeing a very severe case of acne. Like pimples and acne. Just, this is, I'm seeing it, a lady. This is like it's eating your face and it's even appearing in your back and around your chest area. A very severe case of acne. You've tried to use all kinds of things. It's even wounded your body. You've used chemical pills. You've used all kinds of things. It's refused to go. Like that dear lady who gave a testimony about her hands peeling. I pray for you because I see you in a vision. I decree and declare, beginning from now, let that acne begin to disappear. Begin to disappear. In the marvelous name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me someone, you're not particularly sick with any case diagnosed, but when you cough out blood. There's blood in your mucus, your sputum, blood. I don't know who that person is, but I pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed right now. Someone, you have breathing problem. In fact, if you lie down in a certain way on the bed, it will look like your breath is leaving. The Lord is telling me to bring healing to you. I declare, be healed right now. Are you receiving your healing? Be healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone, you have a urogenital problem. This thing has affected your marriage. It's a condition that has greatly affected your marriage. But the Lord is telling me that He's bringing life and healing to you right now. You are watching me. You are not here live. You are watching me. This is something that has to do with your urogenital area. And this is, it's severe, severe sickness. The Lord is bringing you life and healing right now.
The Lord is healing someone of pile. Very painful pile. You literally bleed. You are a gentleman, but sometimes it looks like you are a lady. In the name of Jesus Christ, be set free right now. The Lord is asking me to pray for someone, even though I'm praying for the sick. You are a gentleman, and I'm only saying it because God has asked me. You had a dream, and in that dream, you had some kind of unhealthy interaction with a woman in that dream. As soon as you got up, you started having an unusual affinity for men. An affinity for men. This thing came from the time you had a dream. In the name of Jesus, the spirit that wants to hijack you and to bring you into abnormal demonic behavior, I declare you are free from it now. You are free from it right now. The Lord is showing me a lady who slept and you got up and you saw blood from your ears. You went to the doctor and they checked it, nothing particularly, but you've been having pain from that time. It looks as though there is something that like a boil, but it's not something you can reach, you can touch. I declare be healed right now. Pain around the hand area, be healed right now. Pain around the kneecap, be healed right now. Severe body pain, be healed right now. There are three ladies, the Spirit of God is ministering to me. The reason why you are not able to take in from what the Spirit of God is ministering to me is that there's something like a growth in your womb area that stops you from taking in. I'm not a medical doctor, but this is what the Lord is ministering to me. There is something within your womb that is stopping you from taking in. But in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, because you came here tonight by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I declare that demonic growth, whatever it is, let it melt away and give room for your fertility. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, there's someone, you have a problem with your voice box. It started like catarrh, but up till now you are not able to speak clearly. You strain yourself, but they can't hear you clearly. It looks like you are always in silence or like you're hushing, whereas you are speaking. In the name that is above all names, I bring you life and healing right now. Now, whether I mention your case or not, from the crown of your head up till the sole of your feet, be healed. Chest pain, be healed. I'm ministering to someone. I don't know whether you are a sport person, but I need to pray for you. You broke, I think, a side of your rib. I'm seeing the right area. This is a serious issue that has kept you grounded. In the name of Jesus, you've been feeling severe pain for a long time, and it looks like it's not getting healed. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I bring life to you in Jesus' name. I'm seeing a father, your daughter used your television in your house and connected on YouTube. You are seated as a family right now in the living room. And the reason why they connected was your father. So your father has a liver condition. This is like some degeneration that is happening to his liver. He's swelling and it looks like, you know, there's some form of, I don't know, bloated. This is what I'm seeing in my vision. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray over that man, be healed in Jesus' name. You will not die in the name of Jesus. You will not die in the name of Jesus. Someone, God is restoring your sense of smell. Restoring your sense of smell. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. The Lord is asking me to minister to a woman. The medical doctor said your eggs are all bad, that you are not able to have a child. This is the verdict. They have given you an honest report that it will not be possible. But in the name of Jesus, the Lord is visiting you right now. And I decree and declare you will be a joyful mother of children. I say this by the Spirit of God. You will be a joyful mother of children. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is someone, you are watching me from Malawi. The nation of Malawi, you are very sick. You look like an HIV patient, but you don't have HIV. You look like an HIV patient. People mistaking you for an HIV patient. You are a woman, but you are not HIV. You are by far older than your real age. I decree and declare right now, that demonic thing connected to witchcraft, let it leave you right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Someone, you fell down and hit your head, I think, from what the Lord is showing me. And it started having like seizures. So you have like these moments where you just pass out. And until they find a way of medically resuscitating you. This thing has been for 3 years right now. In the name that is above all names. Whatever it is that has gone wrong with your brain, we declare perfect function. We declare normalcy. Now for everyone laying your hand, trusting God for a miracle here on site and the many online, I speak over you, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Life to your body. Life to your systems. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Someone say, I receive my healing. Say it again, say, I receive my healing. One more time, say, I receive my healing. Now begin to celebrate God for your healing. In the name of Jesus, begin to celebrate God for your healing. Now, let me tell you this. Listen, one of these days, hopefully, we'll take the time. The time allotted does not do justice, and I don't want it to become a habit of not testifying of the healing power of God. So here's what will happen. Media, can you project an email or a phone number, whether it's PR or media, give it to us. I don't want us to make it a habit. Sometimes I really feel sad that time is gone and we don't give people. You have to train people to share their testimonies. And so for all of you, sometimes because of time, you know, we're doing our best to make sure we don't stretch people beyond necessary. And maybe one of these days we'll take the time and we'll try to do a miracle service that starts from afternoon or morning. We'll just stretch it through that day. We'll take our time. We'll have people sit down in various categories and really take the time to minister. But right now, because we are constrained with time, but please, media, get it to us immediately. Now, once you... Okay, beautiful. So they have that for an example. Generally, whether we allow people to come out and share their testimonies or not, please make it a culture, make it a habit. As soon as you receive a miracle, check yourself, do what you're not able to do. If you need to go to the restroom or to go to the medics to confirm you, or you need to visit your doctor, make sure you do that. When there is a miracle, please make sure you send it to us. Even if we are done and it's during the week, we'll collate everything and then we'll give room so that you are able to testify. Number two. For those who have video evidences or picture evidences, before or after. Some miracles happen immediately, instantaneously. Others will be an accelerated recovery, maybe within a span of a few days. Others will need to verify from the doctor. If in the course of the week you find out that a miracle has happened, do well to put together, or the media can help you, whether it's a medical report. Say for an example, you were HIV positive and now you're negative and it's been confirmed, verified, or hepatitis or whatever it is. Put it together and we'll be glad to announce it to the nations. You can tell us what part you want, what part you do not want, to make sure that your privacy is kept should you desire that. But it's important for us to have a habit of not just rejoicing and receiving miracles, but to be bold enough to testify. Miracles are a major key to witnessing for Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. How many of us are yet to submit our prayer requests? Prayer requests. Please, everyone, begin to pray in the Spirit very quickly. Pray in the Spirit very quickly. Ushers, if we still have the request, let's have it very quickly. Please, everyone, open your mouth and begin to pray. Mention before the Lord, before I wrap up, by speaking over your requests. This is your space in this meeting right now. That which you wrote, verbalize it before the Lord. I declare that this and that and that that I've written, I will receive answers. Remember, I told you God is a good God. Open your mouth and begin to pray, everyone. Those who are following online, those who sent in their requests, through our social media platforms. You can be sure that your request is somewhere with us here. We're going to lay hands and pray. Everyone lift your voice, begin to pray. Speak by faith. Decree and declare this issue of employment, this issue of marriage, this issue of fertility and children, this issue of ministry growth and expansion. Is someone praying? This issue of wisdom for finances, productivity, trusting God to scale heights in my business, trusting God, say, for relocation, trusting God to help me, trusting God, you know, for my documents, for those of you who are outside of this country, lift your voice. I believe, yes, I believe that it won't fail. Amen. I believe, amen, amen. I say yes to your word, amen, amen. I say yes, we're praying. The word says, I'm blessed, and I say, amen. The word says, I'm healed, I say, amen. The word says, I'm free, I say, I'm anointed, I say, amen, for it will come to pass, amen. I believe, and it won't fail, amen. Are you praying? Shabratana sobalaka parakatos kaprandege barakotos. Jabranta sanakatabelege barakata praskatebeletos. Embrakatata praskatabereketa. The goodness of God. Bring in miracles. The goodness of God. Bring in answers. The goodness of God. Opening closed doors. The goodness of God. Moving our destinies forward. Connecting us strategically to seasons and people and places and opportunities. Someone is praying. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said and did unto Sarah as he has spoken. Shabrada bedeke parakata brando sodo beleketa. Rakata braskata vreneke parando sholabaku braskiata.
Amen.
We decree and declare answers. Supernatural answers. One more minute, you are praying. Answers. Someone declare by faith. The Lord is visiting me. Turning my mourning to dancing. My sorrow to joy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Stretch your hands towards me and be prepared to shout a loud believing and receiving amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. I decree and I declare that every request here represented by faith, by mercy, by the blood, let it be turned to a harvest of answers. Amen. A harvest of answers. A harvest of miracles. A harvest of jobs. A harvest of marriages. A harvest of babies. A harvest of open doors. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and this is the confidence we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. I decree and declare that everything here written by faith, consistent with the will and the word of God, let the answers come speedily. Job, speedily. Your husband, speedily. Your wife, speedily. Your children, speedily. Your desires, speedily. And I decree and declare, because you wrote this by faith, I declare these Egyptians you see today that kept you for captivity, for some of you for decades, by the blood of the eternal covenant I prophesy, you will see them no more forever. You will see them no more forever. You will see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift your voice in 1 minute while you are seated. Begin to say, thank you, Jesus. I don't know why God is putting in my spirit. Take a minute to begin to thank him and celebrate him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for wisdom. Thank him for impartation. Thank him for healing. I sense in my spirit to take a minute or two. Just lavishly thank him. Lavishly thank him. If you need to wave your hands, it's all right to wave your hands. Go ahead. Say thank you, Jesus. Tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your good hand. Thank you for your word. Thank you. Shabrakatapakato Sadiata. Koinonia Global, Body of Christ. All those connecting from across the globe. We bow before you. We honor you. We lift it. We worship. One more time, let it be from the depth of your heart, everyone. We lift for you. We honor you. The Bible says to be anxious for nothing. It says, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And it says the peace of God, it will cause his peace to garrison you. Father, we want to thank you for healings, for deliverances, for open doors. You have told us that when we sow in tears, it is with joy. Joy expressed in praise. Joy expressed in thanksgiving that we reap. We receive our harvests by faith. And we thank you in the name of Jesus that phenomenal testimonies will follow this service. To you be all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Whether you are standing or sitting, please lend me your attention. Don't leave this place without making Jesus Lord of your life. If you are not born again, I will ask you to come out right now. If you are born again but you are not serious, I will also ask you to come out right now. If you are not sure if you are born again, I will ask you to come out. Oh, by the way, let me notify you again. Our media people have set up QR codes and then the email koinoniaabuja@gmail.com. Do well to register your testimonies and we'll be more than glad to hear what God has done. We'll collate it and we'll be sure to share it and let the world know that he's touched you, that he's blessed you. That includes healings, deliverances, breakthroughs. But I'm talking now to those who need Jesus. It's impossible to need Jesus and not know. The Spirit of God always ministers to the spirits of men. Do not harden your voice now that you have heard. I'm going to count 1, 2, 5. No need cajoling, no need flattering. You have heard his voice loud and clear. You have seen his power. I want to make this call wherever you are. Leave your seat boldly. Leave your seat confidently. Whether you are inside, across the balcony, and outside. This is the richest, most edifying part of this service. To watch that reconnection that happens between you and your maker. You and the lover of your soul. I begin to count 1 to 5. I want to watch bold people who are determined to make it right with Jesus. Please leave your seat and come. 1. Koinonia, let's celebrate them. No man comes to Jesus on their own. Come. 2. Is the lover of your soul. 3. The devil is telling someone to sit down. The voice telling you to sit down is certainly the spirit of the Antichrist. Please stand up, leave your seat. Salvation is not something you play around with. You don't politicize it. This has to do with your destiny. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my sisters. If you're coming from outside, make haste. Come quickly. For those of us who are connected online, we may not be able to see you, but I want you to know that Jesus sees you right there in your room, watching by television, through your device, through the internet. You need to make Jesus Lord of your life. 4. One final count and we begin to pray. Hallelujah. Final count, 5. Let's celebrate these ones that have come by the Spirit. For those of you who are unable to get into the main auditorium, you can use the various overflows, the LEDs, connected to your various overflows. And very quickly, if you are coming out, please come quickly. And I want to pray. Those who are connected across the globe, please make sure you make it right with Jesus. In all your receiving, salvation is the greatest of all. And no matter how healed, how delivered, how supernaturally touched you have been in the course of the service, if your life is without Jesus, you are at risk. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to thank you. The Bible is very clear as to the fact that God so loved the world. That includes you and I. It says he gave his then only begotten son. And there's a law that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have life everlasting. John 3:17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might believe. I want to welcome you from my heart. This is the greatest and the wisest decision that you would have made in this side of God's kingdom. My only request is that you make it sincere before God, believing that this will become a starting point to a new life. I still see some of our brethren coming from outside. If you're joining them, please come quickly. It matters that you join in the prayer. God bless you. With your hands lifted unto Jesus. That includes those who are following by way of internet and television and all our expressions and viewing centers. Would you lift your hands? This is unto Jesus. Say this as loud and as clear as you are able to. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I have seen your power. I believe in you as the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I'm a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name. With your hands still lifted, Father, bless these ones. They have come declaring your lordship. I decree and I declare that the grace to live the victorious Christian life is imparted upon you. From tonight, we call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You go forward ever and backward never. It's in Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Amen. Please look to my right. There is a yellow placard there, written counselors. There are officials who have been trained. They will receive you. They will have a word and a prayer with you very quickly thereafter you return to your seat. Let's honor them. It's the greatest harvest and the greatest miracle for tonight. Koinonia, are you celebrating salvation? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In exactly 2 to 3 weeks from now, we'll be in Canada, and thereafter we'll be in Atlanta, US, for Sound of Revival. We are happy and honored to be doing this for Jesus. And let me use this opportunity to remind us again, for us who are here, and then for Koinonia Global, and of course the body of Christ, and as many who live particularly within the regions of North America, this is your conference. It was designed by God for you. Make sure that you participate maximally. I'm sure that there might still be doors opened. Please do engage. We're in Toronto. We start with Toronto. Then thereafter, we'll move to Atlanta. It's going to be a great time. Begin to intercede for us. Pray, give, plan. Online, offline, we are ready to make sure that everyone engages. For those of us who are traveling from here, from Africa down to North America, in the name of Jesus, we speak already using this miracle service that your journeys are blessed. We'll not lose anyone because of this conference, in Jesus' name. And we decree and declare by faith, as many who should be saved, as many who should hear and be transformed, we declare by the Spirit of the living God that every single one of them will be there on site and online, and they will receive maximally in the name of Jesus. So as always, let me encourage us, please make sure you do the work of publicity, particularly to our family in US and our family in Canada. Make the word known to everywhere, from campuses to professional places of work, and we're open to receive people from any and all walks of life. And remember, I did make a request, and let me repeat it again as we wrap up the service. I desire to see different people groups, not just the African community. We want to see the Chinese, we want to see Latinos, we want to see all kinds of people, the Francophone nation, all people groups. Let's converge. The Sound of Revival is a global platform that God has provided to bring His wisdom, His power, that grace, that glory, that revival fire, to bring and restore it to homes, to churches, to hearts, to cause them to burn with fire again, and to bring an accurate understanding of the ways of God, and also to transform territory. So we're in this together, Koinonia Global. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. How many of you have been blessed? Praise the name of the Lord. Let me, for one last time, thank all our international guests, those who took the time to travel from their various nations and regions, and for all who traveled outside of Abuja. We thank you very much for making the time to be here. I want to particularly thank Pastor Nat's team, the team that came from the OSS. Thank you. We love you. This is home for you, any day, anytime. Thank you so very much, in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready to receive the blessing? Please rise. I speak over your life for a minute, and then we're done for tonight. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord lift you.
Amen.
Let me repeat again. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord lift you.
Amen.
The Lord honor you.
Amen.
The Lord anoint you the more.
Amen.
The Lord announce you this week.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare, like I will always do, if it will bring pain, you will not be found there. If it will bring losses, it will not come near you. If it's for shame and embarrassment, may it be far from you. I decree and declare, your head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and you are anointed with fresh oil. This week is your week. I said again, this week is your week for laughter, your week for victory, your week for great accomplishments, your week for radical spiritual growth, your week for divine encounters, your week to be a blessing and a solution to others. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare over your life, the devil has lost it eternally. Your children are blessed. Your spouse is blessed. Your place of work blessed. The works of your hands blessed. Your business is blessed. In the name of Jesus. If at all you cry, let it be tears of joy. If at all you cry, let it be tears of joy. We will not bury you this week. In the name of Jesus, in the air you are protected. On the road you are protected. Walking you are protected. By sea you are protected. In the name of Jesus, every dream this week will be visions of the future, bringing clarity and direction in Jesus' name. This week, find what is missing. I don't know who this word is for, but this week, find what is missing. In the name of Jesus, every ministry connected to this vision is blessed this week. Testimonies and miracles. Let this week be congratulations for you. From Monday to Sunday, congratulations. The Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, shout amen 7 times. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. God bless you together. Let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, let it rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and His mercies follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord. It's forever and ever and ever. Amen. God bless you. I pray that August for you becomes a great month in Jesus' name. Do enjoy your time and see you on Sunday.